This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Do you hear voices? Have you heard voices in your life? Do you know of somebody who is in that kind of a situation or has been? And is that even possible? Can people hear voices without seeing anybody? I recently read a disturbing article in The Independent, a British paper, and I'd like to bring it to your attention. I have omitted names in order to not identify the persons involved. This article was published on January 25, and this is what it says. One night, during her first year at the university, R struggled to fall asleep. She could hear three middle-aged men she didn't know talking about her downstairs. They were saying, "She is stupid, she is ugly. I wish she would kill herself." She remembers. "I was angry and went down to challenge them, but no one was there. They kept laughing and saying, 'She will never find us.'" The voices became a recurring presence, providing an aggressive, unsettling commentary on her life. She came to believe that they were filming her around the clock and became paranoid. When she had a neck ache, she assumed a tracking device had been planted under her skin. At the supermarket, the voices would ask each other questions like, "Does she know what she is buying?" leading her to reach sinister conclusions. A doctor eventually admitted her into a psychiatric hospital where she was diagnosed with schizophrenia and put on a cocktail of drugs. During her 8 months in the hospital, the voices faded, but the side effects of the medication made life intolerable. Suicide attempts followed. Because she was no longer hearing the voices, she was released from the hospital. Research suggests that up to 1 in 25 people hears voices regularly, and that up to 40% of the population will hear voices at some point in their lives. Recently, R and more than 200 other voice hearers from around the world gathered in Greece for the 6th annual World Hearing Voices Congress. They reject the traditional idea that the voices are a symptom of mental illness. They recast voices as meaningful, albeit unusual, experiences, and believe that potential problems lie not in the voices themselves, but in a person's relationship with them. Research bears this out, the article says. At least 70% of voice hearers are thought to have experienced some form of trauma. The characteristics of voices vary widely from person to person, but they often mimic the sound and language of abusers or their victims, demonic and frightening or angelic and friendly. R, for instance, now hears 13 voices. Among them are Blue, a frightened but cheeky 3-year-old, Elfie, an angry adolescent, Tommy, a teenage boy who criticizes her speech, the Scream, a female voice filled with pain and suffering, and the Not Yets, a group of voices R is not yet ready to engage with fully. "They say very nasty things about me, abusive, sexual, violent things, which echo what I heard when I was little," she says. When the younger voices cannot fall asleep, R reads them bedtime stories. When voices suggest that she is going to be harmed by a stranger, she thanks them for their concern, but lets them know that she is being vigilant. E tells a similar story. After leaving a psychiatric hospital with a diagnosis of schizophrenia at 18, she was assigned to work with a psychiatrist familiar with the hearing voices movement. He encouraged her to overcome her fear of her voices, which included both human and demonic sounded or sounding ones. Traditional psychiatry discourages patients from engaging with voices and prefers to silence them through medication. But voice hearers say that listening to voices is vital to calming them down. Does the Bible have anything to say about this kind of thing? Is it possible, as I asked? And if so, how to engage? Are the psychiatrists correct by giving those people drugs, which, as we have seen in this article, may lead to suicide attempts? Drugs which probably are diagnosed wrongfully or in the wrong measurement or the wrong combination? Or are those voice hearers correct, saying that you have to engage with them, with those voices? Talk to them, speak to them, calm them down. Now, both approaches are wrong. Based on the Bible, both approaches are wrong. Let me just say, first of all, that not in every case, of course, when we have phenomena like these, there are explanations beyond the spiritual or the physical realm, let's say. In other words, there are medical conditions. There is schizophrenia, which has to do with medical conditions. And of course, there is the possibility that these things can be triggered through wrong medication. But in far too many cases, these occurrences occur through demons. Well, I know people, when they hear the word demons, they don't like to hear that. They don't like to believe that there is a Satan, that there are demons. The Bible is very clear that there are. And the Bible also gives you examples as to what demons have been doing, even on a person-to-person level. And we should never underestimate their power. You see, my friends, in the beginning, whenever that was, God created angels. And he created so many angels. The Bible says there's an innumerable company of angels. You can't even count them. Of course, God knows how many he created. But man can't even count them. There are so many, billions, perhaps trillions of angels. But the Bible also says that one-third of those angels turned against God and became demons, fallen angels, evil spirits, following who was Lucifer, the morning star, the light bringer, and who became Satan, the devil, the adversary, the destroyer. And those fallen angels followed him and have been following him ever since. Today, my friends, this world is not ruled by God at all. Most people don't understand this. This world is ruled by Satan and his demons, evil spirits in high places, as the Bible says. And those demons want to familiarize themselves with man. They love to communicate. They want to talk to those who are in any way willing to engage with them. And that's when people hear voices and they start talking to them. The relationship will get much worse. They are totally within their realm now. History is full of examples where people have heard voices, engaged with them. Joan d'Arc is a good example. She is talking about the fact, or has been talking about the fact, that she heard voices from and even had visions with the Archangel Michael, but also with some other female saints. And they told her what to do, and she engaged in war, of course, fighting against the British. And then she was burned at the stake. And now, as early or as late, if you please, as 1920, she was sanctified or canonized by the Catholic Church. We hear of a pope, Sylvester II. He lived in the first century, at the end of the first century. He had a brazen head to which he talked and from which he received messages. Of course, we know that a brazen head can speak. Somebody else was behind it. We hear about King Saul. He went to a witch, the witch of Endor. It was an ancient seance, if you please. And so this witch saw in her mind somebody looking like dead Samuel, but it was nobody else but a demon who was now pretending to be Samuel, and he talked through the witch to King Saul. There's another example I'd like to give to you, which is taken from the book of Job. Job chapter 4, verses 12 to 16. We read about Eliphaz's encounter with a demon. This Eliphaz said, "Now a word was secretly brought to me, and my ear received a whisper of it, in disquieting thoughts from the visions of the night, when deep sleep fell upon men. Fear came upon me, and trembling, which made all my bones shake. Then a spirit passed before my face, the hair on my body stood up, It stood still, but I could not discern its appearance. A form was before my eyes. There was silence, and then I heard a voice. You know, there are stories that, quote-unquote, the Virgin Mary appeared to children and others and gave them certain messages. Now, we know it wasn't the true, quote-unquote, Virgin Mary. First of all, Mary was not a virgin after she gave birth to Christ. She had at least four more sons and at least three more daughters. And she is not in heaven either. She is in the grave, as all the dead saints are, waiting for the resurrection from the dead, which is going to occur when Christ returns. So the Virgin Mary cannot do anything for you. People pray to her, not realizing that she is in her grave. And of course, they are praying to somebody else, thinking it is Mary, the mother of Jesus. You see, God is not playing tricks on you. So whatever encounter that was, what those children might have seen or thought they had seen and heard, didn't come from God. The point is, if you are in a situation that you are hearing voices, don't you ever start to engage with them, talking back to them, communicating with them. What you must do immediately is to pray to God the Father, but do it in the name of Jesus Christ, that the Father would rebuke those voices and not allow them to have any further contact with you. And if you have the faith, if you have to believe that God can do that, and if you are willing to obey Him and do what He tells you to do, then God will intervene. Now, you can't expect that God will intervene if you live in sin, if you live in transgression of God's law, if you think God's law is done away with and you don't have to keep it anymore. So do your part and don't take medications which may lead you to suicidal attempts. Be very careful with those. Now, of course, I'm not saying that it is wrong to take medical advice and reach medical advice, but medical doctors only operate from a very physical basis, and they don't even realize the fact, in most cases, that there is a spirit world and that Satan is ruling this world. Satan is a god of this world, as it says. Satan has deceived the whole world, and his demons are very powerful beings, extremely powerful, and only God, who is mightier than they are, can intervene and can help you in the long run, in the final analysis. Now, Jesus Christ is going to come back soon, and He will restore the kingdom of God here on this earth, and He will banish Satan and his demons so that they cannot influence people anymore. Now, this time hasn't arrived yet, but in individual lives, if we turn to God and to His Son, Jesus Christ, and ask for their help, God will help if we believe in faith that He will do so. To learn more about the spirit world, I have a booklet here which we are offering you free of charge. It is talking about angels and demons and the spirit world. How can you differentiate between the two? How can you know whether somebody is a righteous angel or whether somebody is a demon? Well, one way is, of course, a demon will always lie to you and an angel never will. A true righteous angel, that is. So if the voice is giving you any messages which are not in accordance with God's word, the Bible, you know they are not from God. But I would encourage you strongly to ask and request a free booklet, absolutely free of charge, of our statements regarding the angelic and the demonic world. You need to know that there is one. You need to know that God has sent His angels and is using His angels to help you, who are, I hope, predestined to inherit salvation. But the thing is, don't you ever try to communicate with righteous angels either, because you might end up communicating with demons. So please request this free booklet about the angelic world, the demonic world, and the spirit world. And until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.